all the preparedness steps that you have taken are going to be incredibly valuable in the days ahead as world war just devastates supply chains. So welcome to this podcast. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. And many of you listening, most of you, have engaged in some level of preparedness activities. You've stockpiled extra supplies. Due to all the risk that we've lived through, you know, we had a risk before the election of a massive false flag in the United States. We've lived through risks of world war, even over the summer. And then one like 10 months ago, also, there was another really bad potential for a flare-up that could lead to a nuclear exchange. So far, we have dodged a lot of bullets. But there's one bullet, so to speak, that none of us are going to be able to dodge, and that's the destruction of the global supply chains as world war gets underway. So it's now a certainty that the leaders of Western nations are pushing for world war. Even Trump. Trump just wants to line them up one at a time. So he may be pulling out of war with Russia, possibly, in order to focus on war with Iran. But he wants to topple Iran, he wants to topple Russia, and he wants to topple China. Probably he's not going to succeed at any of those, but that's the plan. And I suppose he thinks he can pull it off. But, you know, he's in for a surprise. Nevertheless, the attempt just to start that process of going to war with Iran is going to erupt and escalate into a global conflict. Because, as I said in a recent podcast, Russia and China cannot allow Iran to fall for various reasons related to trade and routes and geopolitics and energy and so on. Too much to go into here, but they cannot allow Iran to fall. But the West, especially Israel, cannot allow Iran to exist. So this conflict between East and West is, this is the final battle for the future of our world, and it's going to escalate into a world war scenario. And when it does, you're going to see trade embargoes or export embargoes from China, where they will not export rare earth minerals to the United States, probably at all. And while Russia is already on a wartime footing because of all the sanctions against Russia, China is going to shift to a wartime economy. And when it does, it will no longer be exporting drones and robots and electronics to the United States at all. It will instead redirect all of that manufacturing to its domestic military production. The consumer drones will become military drones or kamikaze drones, for example. All the electronics will become, you know, military electronics, etc. And China has become, of course, the industrial base of the world. China manufactures more actual goods than any other country in the world by far. China in 2025 is a lot like the United States was in 1945, when the U.S. was the manufacturing giant of the world. And that led to a lot of prosperity on the part of the United States, and it led to a lot of military might and naval power. But of course, the tides have turned, and now China has that industrial capacity. Well, the moment China blocks exports in large categories of products to the United States, then you're going to see the U.S. economy crippled. You're going to see shortages. You're going to see bankruptcies across large companies like automobile manufacturers. So Ford will face bankruptcy, is my prediction, and a lot of other companies as well. Telecommunications companies, medical supply companies, but also, importantly, a lot of retailers. So retailers who are already struggling in a huge way right now, I'm thinking, for example, Best Buy or even Amazon, but Best Buy cannot survive without products made in China. Just simply can't. There's just not enough non-China stuff sold by Best Buy in order to keep the retailers viable. So if China cuts off electronics and, you know, audio gear and mobile phone gear and accessories and charging cables and, you know, big screen TVs, everything that Best Buy sells, you know, vacuum cleaners and appliances, Best Buy's got nothing left to sell. And to a large extent, this is also going to impact Home Depot and Lowe's and other large retailers like that. So you need to think about how the supplies you have right now are going to be critically important in the coming conflict. Now, you've heard me say, and sometimes I joke about it, how much I stocked up on certain things. Like in April of this year, when Trump announced these huge new tariffs against China. So I bought extra made in China stuff that I need for the ranch, mostly sort of maintenance parts. But it's also for the various diesel engines that I have on the ranch, including my diesel generator. I bought, you know, oil filters and fuel filters and belts, and for the other equipment, hydraulic filters and things like that. Because, well, and, you know, grease for the grease guns. Maintenance is going to be a very difficult thing when the supply chain is cut off. And this war will almost certainly last several years. So imagine not being able to get the parts you need for years. That's what it's going to be in many cases. And even for an automobile, you have one part that goes bad on your car. And, you know, you can't drive the car if it's the right part. You know, if you can't get a replacement, let's say, alternator or something, your car is toast. And it could even be difficult to get tires for cars, much less filters, you know, air filters and engine filters, oil filters, etc. That's all going to be extremely difficult. And this is going to impact agriculture in a huge way. Because agricultural equipment requires a lot of maintenance. You know, the big tractors, the combines, etc. These large tractors, I'm talking 100 horsepower plus, they require a tremendous amount of maintenance because they're used in some very rough conditions. And so engine air filters, for example, can need, very frequent replacement, or oil filters, or just the oil itself can also need frequent replacement. So just keep that in mind as you're looking at your supplies. What do you have that is going to be very valuable, if not invaluable, you know, irreplaceable? And I'm not saying that you should go out and just buy everything and try to replicate Home Depot in your living room, because that would be messy. But think about the critical items that you can't live without, that if they failed, you wouldn't be able to function in whatever you do in your life. You know, transportation, for example, or maybe for your work, or something for your personal health, or even shoes. You know, in April, I bought extra shoes because the shoes that I wear are made in China. And I know people are going to say, oh, you should buy shoes made in America. Yeah, except that there are no shoes made in America that fit my feet, period. It's just, nope, because I have wide feet. And there are not wide shoe manufacturers in America that are any good at all, period. So a lot of things you have to go to China, but it's not just China. Supply chains are going to be disrupted all over the world. And you may know that a lot of our products, for example, our turmeric root powder and our turmeric herbs and tinctures and so on that we sell at healthrangerstore.com, the turmeric very often comes from India. And India, you could see a lot of trade disrupted because of world war. The Middle East will be strongly destabilized. And, you know, although India is not right there in the thick of it, India is close enough, and its shipping traffic could easily be impacted by, you know, security issues in the Indian Ocean or the Arabian Sea, or even, you know, think about the Suez Canal, etc. So you're going to see impacts on food supplies and herbs and natural medicine of all kinds. You're going to see issues with getting, you know, acupuncture needles for Chinese medicine treatments. You're going to see issues with supplies for chiropractic care, or just naturopathy, or just basic medical supplies. You're going to see all kinds of issues. So, action items here. Number one, don't start throwing away your supplies if you've been sitting on supplies for a long time. You know, check them out, make sure they're still good. There might be food items that are really old that you either want to consume, or you could feed to your animals, or you could compost. You know, those are all three good options. Or if it's still within the use by date, you could maybe donate that food to your local church or to a local food bank, and then you could replace that with some new storable food, if that's something that makes sense for you. We have supplies at healthrangerstore.com. So we've got ranger buckets, we've got mini buckets and mega buckets of all kinds of things, from, you know, superfoods to freeze-dried fruits, all certified organic, laboratory tested. And freeze-dried fruits are hard to come by the way. And we've got chlorella, spirulina, plus meal kits like our macaroni and cheese, which is all organic, with quinoa and millet and rice elbows that are super delicious. Anyway, if it makes sense, stock up on some food supplies. If you're still good, then find the weakness in your supplies. How are you doing on self-defense ammunition, for example? You know, right now, ammo is still surprisingly inexpensive. And I'm a little bit shocked by that, because I would have thought that more people would be buying ammo. The thing is everybody's broke. You know, the economy is really in the dumpster, and people just don't have the disposable income that they used to have a couple of years ago. The economy was actually better during the COVID years, believe it or not, you know, aside from the initial collapse, but the recovery with all the stimulus money, you know, gosh, people had money to spend then. Restaurants were doing great for a while, and retailers were doing great. But now everybody's conserving revenue, and you just don't see that much spending. So ammo is available, and firearms are available. Firearm sales are still very, very low. Part of that's because Trump is president and he's not constantly attacking the Second Amendment. Also think about, you know, your backup communications. If you've got a satellite phone, keep your satellite phone. Test it. Make sure it works. Keep it charged. Make a phone call once a month so that you're familiar with how to dial with it. There's going to come a day where that's a lifesaver for you and maybe your neighbors or maybe your family members. You're going to need to be able to make calls even when the cell towers go down. Because one of the most likely things we're going to run into with the supply chain collapse is a lack of parts for electrical grid infrastructure. So, you know, the power grid needs parts all the time as well. Not as much as a diesel engine in terms of frequency, but, you know, there are lightning strikes and, you know, components fail. There are surges and events and, you know, transformers blow up every once in a while. You've probably seen that happen. The giant kaboom, you know, and then there's the wire itself, you know, the cable, conductive wiring. And that's, you know, hard to come by. And since you always have storms, you know, you've got hurricanes occasionally, you've got wind storms, you've got tornadoes, whatever, or fires, you know, there's always a certain amount of electrical infrastructure that has to be rebuilt just due to so-called natural disasters. And as the supply chains crater, you're not going to be able to easily source the parts to rebuild that. Same thing is true about rebuilding homes or even new home construction. So think about the Palisades fires in California and how difficult it's been for people to rebuild their homes there. It's hard to get some of the parts for things like circuit breakers and breaker boxes or the electrical wiring. In certain cases, like PEX pipe for plumbing or the crimping tools and so on. There can be shortages from time to time in all of those parts. There can be shortages, you know, we ran into a lumber shortage a few years ago. That's not the case right now, but it could happen again. You could have a drywall shortage. You could have a roof shingle shortage, etc. Any of these things can happen. And again, if China cuts off a lot of exports to the United States, that's going to impact home construction and commercial construction in a huge way. And the bottom line is, the American people are going to have to learn to live on a lot less stuff, or to live in kind of a half broken down society, which frankly, very few people are prepared for that. Now, you know, for me personally, I don't mind it so much because I lived in Ecuador and I also live on a ranch. The way I live, nothing works all the time anyway. So it's like, just another day. Either the toilet doesn't work or the plumbing doesn't work or there's a power problem or there's a bandwidth problem. You know, infrastructure failures are happening all the time. So I'm used to that. I can live without electricity. It will suck, but I can do it if I have to. I'm not going to die. You know, I can live without city water. Not going to die. But a lot of people will die. If the power goes off, the water goes off, you know, the bandwidth goes off, they'll think they're dying because they can't access their social media accounts. But a lot of people can't make it through that. So I want to encourage you to be resilient. And of course, if you haven't yet listened to my free audiobook called resilientprepping.com, you can just go there and download it for free. It's a bunch of MP3 files, and there's PDFs also. resilientprepping.com. And you know what? I should update that sucker using all the modern AI knowledge. I think I will. I think I'll update a bunch of my old books and just bring them up to speed with all the new information. Run them through my AI agents, you know, with all the podcasts that I've done since then and all the interviews and all the new knowledge. Just update them. Yeah, I'm going to add that to my checklist. But anyway, that book, resilientprepping.com, that teaches you how to survive with no technology, in addition to what I call a low-tech scenario. So there's high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. And you can live, you know, you can survive in any of those three if you know what you're doing. And that's what the book focuses on, is giving you those kinds of solutions. So stay informed, stay stocked up. Whatever supplies you have, organize them, you know, keep them, hold on to them. They're going to be very handy. And also, maybe go out and buy some more vodka and cigarettes, because that's what everybody's going to need. Oh, and coffee. The things that people are addicted to, right? Vodka, cigarettes, and coffee. Yeah, it's like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Like, get all that stuff, because that's what people are going to want. Those are the barter items right there. And then, of course, finally, gold and silver. You know, if people don't want alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco, and firearms, maybe they'll want silver. Probably. So load up on silver, physical, in your hands, and you can reach out to our contact, of course, which is Battalion Metals. You can find them at metalswithmike.com if you want to get physical silver for barter purposes. You could also get the so-called junk silver, which is the pre-1965 silver coins that have roughly about a 90% silver content. And those can be very handy in a currency collapse situation, but also just regular silver coins. Or if you want to get gold in a more affordable format compared to 1 ounce gold coins, you can get goldbacks, you know, which make gold spendable. And those are really cool. And you can check out that at verifiedgoldbacks.com. So check it all out. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Okay, take care. All right, checking gold prices today. And this is the first week of October, and we're almost at $4,000 an ounce. I've got on my screen here, $39.84. Gold is rising very rapidly. And also silver prices, although a little bit more flat today, they're very close to $48. Silver's probably going to cross 50 pretty soon. Now, don't take this as financial advice. Do your own research, but the trend is undeniable. Gold and silver are exploding in terms of dollar denomination because, of course, the value of the dollar is sinking. Dollars are being destroyed by money printing and debt spending, while gold and silver are doing their job by preserving wealth. And, of course, if you want to preserve your wealth, you need to get more gold and silver. We've partnered with the Battalion Metals Company. We've been working with them for years, actually. This is what used to be Treasure Island, and they launched this new online presence with new improved services. It's called Battalion Metals. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. It takes you straight to Battalion Metals, and there you can shop for gold and silver coins from all the trusted mints. No shenanigans, no bait and switch, not trying to sell you weird, like 3 ounce numismatics that nobody wants, or other weird odd coins. There's none of that garbage. This is a trustworthy, family-run business in precious metals that's been around literally for generations. They have discreet, insured delivery and vaulting services, including IRA vaulting. And seriously, check them out. Check out their prices. You can see their prices online in real time, so you can see that they're not playing, you know, rip-off games or anything like that. Honest pricing, honest products. Now, if you use discount code RANGER, if you place any order with them for physical delivery, use Ranger, they will waive the shipping insurance fee. And that saves you something. It's it's not a huge part of every sale, but every little bit counts. It helps you maximize the amount of metal you actually get. And I believe it's critical right now to have physical gold and silver in your hands. As the dollar collapses and as we face the possibility of a banking system collapse and even ultimately a U.S. empire collapse that some people are predicting, something like the way the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, well, if that happens, the dollar is toast. And then the value that you'll have left is either what you have in metals, what you have in property, what you have in hard assets. And at that point, you may want to consider also goldbacks, which are these. Here's a stack of goldbacks. I keep these on my desk because I hand them out to people. I give them to guests and other people. Each one of these right now is 1/1000th of an ounce of physical gold inside the goldback. And these are available in different denominations with larger amounts of gold in them. So the gold is actually in the goldback, and then these allow you to spend gold like cash. And people love them at farmers markets and certain merchants across different states. And more states are opening up for goldbacks, and more states are recognizing gold and silver as legal tender as well. You know, not necessarily in this form, but in any form, just that gold and silver ounces are recognized as legal tender in many, many states. And more states are coming. So if you want to get goldbacks, go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, where we explain what goldbacks are, and I share my lab testing results, because we actually melted these down using a kiln, and we did different types of tests. There's the melting test, there's the acid stone test for gold purity, and we weighed them on an analytical balance in our lab to look at the actual gold mass, and then this is our ICP-MS for the gold atomic analysis. And then at the end, we produce this chart that you can see here. If you scroll down, there it is. This is the recovery chart. So out of goldbacks, how much was expected in terms of gold mass? Here's how much we recovered. So the least amount we recovered was about 102%. And the highest amount was 107%. That was out of the five goldback units. So you're actually getting slightly more than the promised amount of gold in the goldbacks. And this is critical because, you know, we have independently confirmed that these actually do contain the gold that they claim to contain. Otherwise, obviously, we wouldn't be, you know, promoting them. So you can order these from verifiedgoldbacks.com. Just click this button right here. You see this? Click this to order goldbacks. And as gold prices go up, goldbacks also go up in value right along with gold. So when I first started mentioning goldbacks, they were $3 and something per goldback, and now they're over $7 per goldback. So those of you who already purchased goldbacks, you've probably seen them double in value, if not more, depending on when you purchase them. So those are the two options we have available for you. We have Battalion Metals that you can reach via metalswithmike.com for gold and silver coins that are recognized coins from recognized mints, or goldbacks from verifiedgoldbacks.com that you can allow you to spend gold like cash. So those are the options we have available for you. And just, again, don't take this as financial advice. Check with your own financial advisors, do your own research, make your own decisions. But at the end of the day, the people who listen to this and who got gold in the last couple of years or silver, they have seen the value of that just skyrocket in terms of dollar denominations. In fact, gold was only around, well, just under $2,000 in 2022. And now it's about $4,000. So it's doubled in about 3 years, or maybe a little bit over 3 years. That is significant. That is outperforming almost all of the stock market indexes and stock market funds and so on without the risk of stock market loss. Because when you have gold and silver in your hands, then there's no counterparty risk. You have it in your possession. You hold it, you own it, and it can't vanish overnight if a bank fails, or if a currency fails, or if a government fails. Gold and silver will outlast the dollar, they will outlast the United States government, they will outlast the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. Mark my words. Gold's mentioned in the Bible. It's been around since the dawn of human civilization, and it will still be here after this whole system collapses, if it does. So you want real value that maintains that value? Gold and silver is your answer. Again, metalswithmike.com, and use discount code RANGER to have the shipping insurance waived off of your order.
So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting yourself so that you'll have some assets when, you know, when this economic storm blows through. It's going to be something interesting, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams of Brightown.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.